Remember Must See TV?
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Well, that era of 8 to 11 p.m. primetime programming may soon be so much nostalgia. NBC has floated a proposal to cut its programming off at 10 p.m. and then hand that extra hour back to local affiliates. The change is perhaps not surprising as network TV loses ground to streaming services. And one such competitor, Amazon Prime Video, happens to be debuting its new Lord of the Rings prequel series, The Rings of Power, which is the most expensive TV show ever made. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now. Hi, Eric.
Hey, this is my favorite pastime, speculating about television.
Well, let's speculate. Primetime TV used to be whatever a lot of people tuned in for, right? That network, at least NBC, might cut a whole hour of that block of programming, that used to be the most valuable real estate on TV, right? Why would they do this?
Well, first we should note, it's hard to tell if this is like a trial balloon that was kind of put out into the public space just to see how people would react to it, or if somebody who didn't want this to happen found out about the deal and maybe leaked it to create a bunch of backlash that might even kill the talks. The idea is to save money, right? Basically, the way broadcast works is that you might have dramas or comedies from 8 to 10, but 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. is pretty much drama, and those are expensive to produce. So if you're paying anywhere from $3 to $5 million an episode for a network TV drama, and you're doing 22 to 24 episodes of that drama every year, and then multiply that by, you know, 5 days of the week, and that's the price tag that a network might save by turning that time over to the local affiliates and saying, hey, you know, you guys put whatever you want in that space. And the local affiliates might get to keep all that advertising, or they might have to turn over some of that advertising revenue to the network, which sounds like a pretty good deal.
Although, even if this does actually come to be, this calculation means that we are no longer in the era where those dramas can be so popular that they earn more in advertising than they cost, which is saying something.
Well, there's a sense that viewership for the 10 p.m. hour has been dropping for quite a while. I'm showing my age, right? But back in the day, Jay Leno had a show that aired at 10 p.m. They didn't want to lose him when they gave The Tonight Show to Conan O'Brien. It was a failure. But that shows that even back then, you know, many years ago, NBC was thinking about trying to do something innovative or different with the 10 p.m. hour. And now you got the situation where younger viewers aren't watching linear television at all. You know, I teach this course every spring at Duke, and I always ask my students, you know, how they're watching television. And I have to explain to them what broadcast television is, because they don't even know the difference between a broadcaster, a cable channel, and a streaming service. To them, it all comes from the same place.
Okay, I have to ask you about The Rings of Power. Amazon Prime Video's new prequel to The Lord of the Rings is out today. Let's hear a bit of it.
We left Valinor, our home, and journeyed to a distant realm. One filled with untold perils and strange creatures beyond count. A place known as Middle-earth.
All right, proving once again that any fantasy show has to have British accents for some reason.
For some reason, I have no idea why that is.
This is reportedly the most expensive show ever made. As we talk about dramas that are too expensive for network TV to make...
I know. That's what's so interesting about the industry. I saw some New York Times writer did some piece about how, you know, this is the era of blockbuster TV. What that person doesn't understand is that these shows, this one and the Game of Thrones spinoff, A House of the Dragon, they were greenlit years ago. This is almost the last gasp of the old school streaming service strategy where you just poured a bunch of money into a concept. What is interesting about this is that the Lord of the Rings saga, in a lot of ways, is very complicated. That's particularly what they're trying to do with this show. You're asking people to step into this complex world and hit the ground running in terms of understanding what the characters are and what they care about and what's the story. There's no character yet, you know, with the appeal of like a Frodo or Bilbo Baggins. So when you're spending that much money to create a show that is hard for people who are not fans of The Lord of the Rings to access, that is a risky gamble. And they're doing it at a time when streaming services are pulling back and trying to be more judicious about how they spend their money. So a lot of people are going to watch it. There's no doubt. And the special effects are amazing. But I think it's going to be like House of the Dragon, where people show up and they're kind of like, man, I wish this was better.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, always wishing that TV were better. Thank you so much, Eric.
And if my little comments can push it along, well, so much the better. Thank you.